Well, certainly this morning I want to say greetings to you.
今天早上我要问候大家。
It has been a little while since I've been able. Oops. It's been a little while since I've been able to worship with you, so I'm glad to be here this morning.
很久没来跟大家一起崇拜，我很高兴今天能够过来。
As I came through the door this morning, many of you were asking me, Pastor Kimberly, how are you?
当我走进来的时候，很多人问我说，你好吗？
And I want to say I'm fine.
那我的回答是，我很好。
In fact, I want to tell you why I'm saying that with a little story I heard.
其实呢，我正想跟你们分享一个故事。
You know, I heard recently a story about a farmer who got into an accident and he had to go to court.
我最近听到一个故事，就是一个农夫呢，他出了车祸，然后呢，他要到法庭上面去上告。
And while he was in court, the opposition's lawyer asked him, "Sir, didn't you say at the time of the accident that you were fine?"
在法庭上面呢，那个被告的人的律师就问他说，先生，难道你在出事之后没有说过我很好吗？
And the farmer responded, well, I'll tell you what happened. I had just loaded my favorite mule, Bessie, onto the truck.
然后这个农夫就回答说，我想跟你说的就是，那时候呢，我正好要把我的女子 Bessie 放到那个卡车上面。
And the lawyer interrupted him and said, I didn't ask you for any details. Just answer the question. Did you say at the scene of the accident, I'm fine?
然后那个律师，被告的那个律师就说，我不需要你讲任何的细节的东西。我只是要问你的一个问题，就是说，你是不是在事后说我很好？
And the farmer started again. Well, I had just got my mule, old Bessie, into the trailer, and I was driving down the road.
然后呢，那个农夫又开始说了，我那个时候呢，我正好就把我的女子 Bessie 放到车厢后面，然后我正好要开车。
And the lawyer interrupted again and said, Judge, all I'm trying to establish is the fact that at the scene of the accident, this man told the highway patrolman that he was fine.
然后那个律师又打断他，然后对那个就是法官说，我现在想要问的就是说，那个农夫那时候说他很好。
And now here it is, several weeks after the accident, and he's trying to say that he was hurt, and I believe he's a fraud. So tell him to just answer my question.
但是呢，现在事后几个礼拜之后呢，他却来上告。我相信呢，这个是他所说的，他所要告的，实际上是是一个假的东西。现在法官，请你跟他说，就回答我的问题。
Well, fortunately for the farmer, the judge wanted to hear what he had to say, and so he said, go ahead and tell us, what is it you want to say about Bessie, your mule?
但是呢，很幸运的是，这个法官呢，很感兴趣这个农夫的故事，所以他就跟这农夫说，好，那你现在继续告诉我们说，当时发生了什么情况。
The farmer thanked the judge and proceeded to tell his story.
然后呢，这个农夫就谢谢这个法官，继续讲他的故事。
He said, I had just loaded my favorite mule, Bessie, into the trailer, and I was driving down the highway when this huge semi-truck trailer ran the stop sign and broadsided right into my truck.
然后这个农夫就说，我正好呢，把我最喜爱的女子 Bessie 放到我的货车上面，然后我正好就开在路上开了。可是呢，这时候正好有一辆卡车带着一个车厢就开过来了，然后把我撞了。
I was thrown into one ditch and Bessie was thrown into another ditch.
我被抛在一个坑里面 ，Bessie 呢被抛在另外一个坑里面。
And I was hurting real bad and I could hear Bessie over in her ditch just moaning and wheezing.
我那时候伤得很厉害， 而且我也听到了 Bessy 也伤得很厉害，然后他在那边就在那边哼着。
And he said, in a few minutes, the patrolman, the policeman came up, and he looked over Bessy. He took out his gun and he shot her between the eyes.
然后呢，这时候警察来了，他看到了 Bessy， 他就把他。
And then he crossed.
他就拔出枪来，对着他的眼睛就开了枪。
Then he crossed over to the road with his gun in his hand. And he looked at me.
然后呢，他又走过路来到我这边，然后手里还拿着枪，然后问着看着我。
He said, "Your mule was in such bad shape. I had to shoot her."
然后对我说，你的驴子伤得很重，我必须把它打死。
He said, "How are you feeling?"
你觉得怎样？
And that's when the farmer said, "I'm fine."
这时候警长就说我很好。
So I took a long time just to tell you this morning, I'm fine, and I hope you're fine too.
所以呢，今天早上我进来的时候，当大家问候我的时候，我说我很好，我希望你们也很好。
Let's pray.
那让我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, speak to us out of your word today.
亲爱的天父，求你用你的话语对我们讲话。
As we open our hearts to hear what you would say.
当我们打开我们的心门来听你的话语。
Thank you for this opportunity to worship and learn together.
谢谢你给我们这个机会，让我们来敬拜你，学习你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Well, the sermon this morning is loosely based on something that I heard Reverend Bud Bentz teach earlier this year.
我今天要讲的这个信息呢，是我就是今年年初听到的一些信息。
And I want to speak on the subject, the church that is in your house.
我要讲的题目就是说你家中的教会。
You heard the scripture read earlier today from the second chapter of Acts, and that's where we'll be looking together today.
我们刚刚读过了这个《使徒行传》第二章第41到47节，这个经文是我们今天要讲的题目。
Now, the Apostle Paul, in his letters, would often send greetings, and part of those greetings would say, to the church that is in your house.
使徒保罗经常会在写书信的时候经常会送去问候，然后他在问候的时候他经常会写说你家中的教会。
And that house that Paul was referring to could be a small little house, or it could be a Roman villa that had a courtyard where maybe 100 folks could gather and worship together.
保罗所指的家中的教会呢，可能是一个很小的，就是在家里的聚会，也可能是罗马的那种豪宅，就是可以聚会有100个人的。
In fact, if you were to look at his words, 1 Corinthians 16:9, he says, "The churches in the province of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at their house."
在哥林多前书第16章里面讲到，亚西亚的众教会问你们安，亚居拉和百基拉并他们在家里的教会因主多多的问你们安。
Now this morning I want you to think on several different levels at one time.
今天早上呢，我要大家思考有几个层次的问题。
Because typically when we read this passage in Acts.About the early church, we are thinking, "Oh, isn't that nice? That's how the early church operated." But this morning, I want you to think about the scripture on three different levels.
但今天早上呢，我要大家思想这段经文，用三个不同的层次来思想这个经文。
Because our God is so great that oftentimes He is speaking to us in multiple ways at the same time.
因为我们的神是如此的伟大，他跟我们说话的时候，他是用不同的层次来跟我们讲话。
And so the question that comes to us this morning, the church that is in your house, we want to be thinking on three different levels, and I'll give you those levels.
所以呢，今天我要跟大家分享三个不同的层次。
We want to look at the atmosphere of this early church that was described in Acts. That's number one.
我们首先要看看这个教会的氛围。
Number two, we want to think of how this scripture applies to your fellowship today, your general fellowship as you gather together.
然后呢，我们要看看这一段经文怎么样来应用到我们日常的团契。
But we want to take it one step further, and the third way that I want you to think of this scripture is about the church that is in your personal home, where you and your family reside.
然后呢，我要更进一步的跟大家分享的就是说，我要大家思想，就是你在家中，你自己家中的这个教会是怎样的。
Because the church is not just a building or a place or a set of chairs where we assemble, but the church is made up of the people who have dedicated themselves to God.
因为教会不不是只是几座建筑物几张凳子，它是由我们这些相信它的人组成的。
And so let's look this morning at four aspects of the church that should be in your house.
所以呢，我们今天我们大我要跟大家分享的就是在家中教会的四个方面。
In Acts chapter 2, the first element that we find out is that this early church that is going to serve as a model for us was a worshiping church.
我们在使徒行传看到这个教会，就是早期的这个教会，它是我们今天的模型，它就是一个敬拜的教会。
In Acts 2 and 42, it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
在使徒行传第二章第四十二节讲到，这些教会的人遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接掰饼，擘饼祈祷。
Verse 43, everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.
43节，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了很多奇事神迹。
And so the first thing that we notice about this church is that it was a worshiping church. Daily, every day they were worshiping.
所以我们从这可以看到，这个教会是敬拜的教会，而且每天都敬拜。
Worship is not just the music that we sing, but it comes from a word that means to assign worth unto God.
崇拜不是只是音乐而已，而是我们把神所值得的归给他，赞颂他。
So we know that the early church in Acts was a worshiping church, and I know that your fellowship here today is a worshiping church because we come together and we assign worth unto God through our service.
所以呢，我们看到在这里面早期的教会每天都是一个崇拜的教会。那我们现在这个教会，我们来到这里。这边我们也是一个崇拜的教会，我们把神所值得的归给他，我们赞颂神。
But the question I want to ask you, what about the church in your house, in your home?
但是今天我要问的一个问题就是说，你在家中的教会是怎样的呢？
Is that a worshiping church?
它是不是一个敬拜的教会？
Does worship happen at your house?
在你家中，你有敬拜吗？
Is your household a household that assigns a worthy place to God?
你在你家里面有没有一个就是称颂神，把神摆在应该摆的地位呢？
Or do you just wait for Sunday when we all get together?
或者你只是等到有团契的时候才来敬拜神呢？
Is there any time where your family gets together and you worship together as a family, where you have perhaps family prayer, or the family gathers together to sing a song or to just read the Word of God together?
你在家里面有没有这样的时间，就是你们一家一起祷告，一起唱诗赞美，一起敬拜神呢？
You see, we, as I said, we understand that the early church worship, we understand that you as a fellowship worship, but the question I'm getting at this morning is, how far does this carry over? The church that is in your house, is there any worship or signing of worth that happens in your home on a daily basis?
我现在想要 让大家思想，也问大家一个，就是说在你的家里面，你有没有天天都有一个敬拜的时间呢？会给神。
So there were the second of the four elements. Not only was this church in Acts a worshiping church, but it was a fellowshiping church.
第二点就是说，这个教会不仅仅是一个敬拜的教会，也是一个团契的教会。
In fact, the scripture here says that they devoted themselves to fellowship and the teaching and breaking of bread together.
就在四十二节里面讲到，他们恒心遵守教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
They went from house to house, eating and talking and praying together.
他们天天合心合意，恒切的在店里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心。
So we know that the church in Acts, this early church, was a worshiping church and a fellowshiping church. And we know that even here in Chinese church, that is fellowship. We've had many times when I've seen the fellowship around meals together.
我们看到这个早期的教会是一个敬拜的教会，是一个团契的教会。实际呢，在我们中国。教会里面，我也经常看到大家在一起团契，而且在一起用餐。
But the question that we take it one step further this morning, is there a fellowshipping church in your home?
但是我今天要进一步的问大家，在你的家中是不是也有这样的团契呢？
Is there a spirit of hospitality that makes your home one where people can come and break bread with you and have a meal?
你有没有这个热情的心，邀请大家来到你的家中一起用饭，一起擘饼呢？
Is your home a home where other Christians feel they're welcome to come and spend time with you and your family?
你的家是不是一个让基督徒感到很温暖的家，他们愿意到你的家来跟你一起敬拜，跟你一起分享呢？
We live in such a private world now.
我们今天都生活在一个很有隐私的世界里面。
Everyone is so busy with their own agenda and their own activities.
每个人呢都自己有很忙的事情。
We are all so busy, and I certainly understand that.
我们都很忙，我自己也是。
But when we look at the church in Acts and we look at the model that's provided for us, we see that they yet took time to spend time with other Christians.
但是当我们看到这个早期教会的模型的时候，我们会看到他们花时间跟弟兄姐妹在一起。
And so I just wonder, the church that is in your house, is that a place where even the members of the family have time to spend with one another?
所以呢，我今天要问大家的就是说，在你家中的教会，是不是你有时间，就是只是跟你的家人在一起呢？
You see, sometimes we can be so busy that we are too busy even for the members of our own household.
你就是说，在我们的日常生活中，有时候我们真的是忙的连时间跟家人在一起都没有。
But we see this model of worshiping church as still having time to have fellowship with one another, still making time in their schedule and in their daily life to come together and have time for one another.
但是我们看到在这个早期的教会中，不仅仅是一个敬拜的教会，而且是一个团契的教会。他们在忙，他们每天都花时间在一起团契交接。他们就在忙碌的生活中，还是有时间来一起团契。
Not only were they a worshiping church and a fellowshipping church, but they were also a learning church.
他们不仅仅是一个敬拜的教会，一个团契的教会，也是一个学习的教会。
The Bible says they continued in the apostles' teaching.
在这个经节中说他们遵守使徒的教训。
They continued to rehearse and go over what it was that God was speaking to them.
他们继续的思想神对他们讲什么话。
They continued so that they could pass these lessons on to the next generation.
好，让他们把这些神的话语传给下一代。
A learning church. And we know that the church in Acts is a learning church. And we know that your church, your general church fellowship is a learning church. But the question this morning, we push just a little bit further. And we ask you, in your home, is there a learning church?
我们看到在早期的教会是一个学习的教会，在我们现在这个教会里面也是一个学习的教会。但我想进一步的问大家，在你的家中是不是也是一个学习的教会？
Or do you only open the Bible when we come together on Sundays?
或者呢，你只是在我们礼拜天团契的时候才打开圣经。
Have any of your family members ever seen you sitting down in your home to study the scriptures?
你的家人有没有看过你坐在家里面读神的话语？
Have any of your family members ever had an opportunity to discuss maybe something from the Word of God together or a sermon you heard together?
你的家人有没有机会跟你一起分享神的话语，讨论神的话语？
We see in the successful model here in the early church, they were learning, they were continuing to grow in the Word of God and knowledge of that Word.
我们看到在这早期的教会这些门徒们，学习神的话语，从神的话语中得益。
Not only were they a worshiping church, a fellowshipping church, a learning church, but they were a serving church.
他们不但是一个敬拜的教会，一个团契的教会，一个学习的教会，他们也是一个服侍的教会。
Whenever they saw needs, they sacrificed to meet them.
当他们看到人的需要的时候，他们愿意付出去满足人的需要。
It said here in the scripture, verse 44, all the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts.
在这里章节里面讲到，信的人都在一起，房屋共有，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天都同心合意的在殿里。
You see, they served one another.
你看，他们彼此服侍。
I'm reminded of a man who was president of a college.
我非常欣赏有一个在大学里面的一个人。
He was a very distinguished and well-respected man in his community.
在他的工作的环境里面，他是一个非常受尊敬也非常出名的一个人。
Everyone looked up to him and thought he just had a brilliant administration, the way he conducted caring for the university.
每个人都非常的尊敬他，他的那种就是对学校的这种管理。
But one day his wife got ill.
但是呢，有一天她的太太生病了。
And she began to suffer with Alzheimer's disease.
她得的病是老年痴呆症。
And this man gave up his prominent position at a Christian college to take care of his wife.
这个人呢，就放弃了他在教会大学的职位，去照顾他的太太。
And everybody asked him, why would you do that? You are contributing so much to the universe. Why would you give it all up? Can't somebody else take care of your wife?
每个人都问他说，你为什么要这样做呢？你为什么要放弃你在学校所有的一切呢？你为什么不雇一个人来看你太太就好了呢？
But he said, my first ministry is to my family.
但是他说，我要服侍的第一对象是。
In other words, the very first place that evidence of our Christian lifestyle should be seen is within our family.
所以呢，我们要服侍的最第一线是我们的家。
Sometimes it is the case that we are kinder or nicer to people outside of the house than we are to our own home.
有时候呢，我们对外人很好。但是呢，对我们的家人并不怎么样。
And sometimes when we think about the church, we're only thinking about the general fellowship.
有时候呢，我们想到教会的时候，我们只是想着说我们平常的这种教会的大的团契。
But the church is made up of the people of God.
但是教会是由人组成的，是由信神的人组成的。
The church we carry with us.
我们就是教会。
That's why I ask you this morning.
这就是为什么我今天问你这个问题。
How is the church in your house?
你在家中的教会。
What is the gospel according to the way your family lives?
你在家中是怎样把圣经的道理行出来的？
The Bible says that man looks on the outside.
圣经里面讲到神看人只看外表。
But God looks on the inside.
让神看人是看我们的内心。
And sometimes when we are evaluating things and assigning worth to things, we're just looking at the surface.
有时候呢，当我们在评价什么事情的时候，我们只是看着外表。
God is looking on the inside.
但神看到的是我们的内心深处。
The church.That's in your house.
教会是在你们每个人的家中。
When I was a little girl,
当我是
many years ago, we had a bishop who were, our senior bishop would come to town, you know, once every 6 months or so.
有主教会到我们的城镇里面来。
And he loved everybody. He loved from the greatest to the least, the eldest adult to the children. Made everybody feel loved.
他喜欢每个人，老的小的，有地位没地位的。
But he had this one thing he loved to do that just irked the parents some.
但是呢，他有一件事情，他就是很喜欢做。
Because he would speak to a child and he would go up to a child.
他会走到一个小孩跟前。
And he would say, "Tell me."
他说，告诉我。
Do you think that mommy is saved?
你觉得你妈妈得救了吗？
Do you think that daddy is saved?
你觉得你爸爸得救了吗？
And the parents, you know, because you know with children, you don't know what they're going to come out with.
你知道小孩子，你不知道他们会突然间蹦出什么样的。
And the parents would be kind of just standing there until the answer came.
然后呢，父母亲会站在旁边，就是那个神情很奇怪的，等到那个。
But what he was getting at,
但是他想要说的,
what he was trying to teach,
他想要教导的,
is that your household, your home, should have the first evidence of the change that Christ has made in your life.
就是说你的家是一个第一个的表现就是你被得救基督改变了你的人生。
Then it spreads outward.To the world.
应该是从你的家开始，你的见证是从你的家开始，然后再向外面延伸。
In my own life,
在我自己的人生
，one of the most precious things to me,
对我最宝贵的事情是。
Is that my niece and nephew? You've heard me talk about them. They're the heart of my life. My niece and nephew.
就是我的侄儿或者是生女、侄女。
They think I'm a nice lady.
他们觉得我是一个很好的人。
So before I come to the world or the church or the academy or anywhere else, it's important to me that the people who are close to me believe that before I can preach to you, it's important to me that my family believes that I'm a Christian.
就是在我来传道，在我到外面任何地方之前呢，我觉得对我最重要的就是我的家人 认为我是基督徒。
And this word that we're looking at in Acts this morning,
我们今天学习的这个使徒行状的经文
is just a brief passage of scripture.
是一个让我们思想的一个经文。
But it is pressing on us this morning.
它让我们思想一个问题。
Because it is asking us to examine some fundamental ways that we respond to Christ.
它让我们思想我们对基督回应的一个最根本、最基本的一个问题。
We know that there was a successful fellowship of believers and a wonderful church here in Acts.
我们在这里面看到早期教会的成功，早期教会的这个模型。
We know that there is a wonderful, wonderful fellowship here within our walls here.
我们知道在我们这里有一个很好的团契。
But the question comes to us this morning.
那今天我们要问我们自己的一个问题就是
How is the church that is in your house?
你在家中的教会是怎样的？
And this scripture asks us to just pause for a moment and to think about it.
这经文叫我们要自己静下心来。想一想
Is there any worship at the church in your house?
在你家中有敬拜吗？
Any music or Christian songs or singing of songs in your house, or is it only on Sunday?
在你家中有敬拜的音乐吗？或者只是你到教会来，礼拜天到教会来才听到这些圣词？
Is there any fellowship at the church in your house between children and parents and aunts and uncles, is there any fellowship at the church at your house?
在你家中有团契吗？有成年跟成人跟小孩子，有你跟你的亲戚的团契吗？
Is there any learning at the church in your house, or does that nice little Bible sit on the table until the preacher comes?
你在家中有没有学习圣经的机会，或者你只是把圣经放在你家中的这个桌子上，等到牧师来呢
？And is there any serving of one another?
你
at your house
在家中有服侍吗
？When my mom was sick, I took care of her for about ten years.
当我妈妈生病的时候，我服侍了她十年。
And it was hard because I was working and I was in ministry.
那不是一件很容易的事，因为我那时候在工作，我那时候在布道。
But I knew that I had a responsibility to my mother also.
但我知道我对我妈妈有这份职任。
And so sometimes we just have to stop and kind of examine our behaviors.
所以有时候我们必须停，静下心来，仔细思想我们自己的行为。
And we have to ask ourselves this question.
而且我们必须问我们自己这个问题。
Would Jesus recognize the church in my house?
耶稣基督会承认我在家中的教会吗？
Would Jesus be pleased with the church in my house?
他会为我在家中的教会高兴吗？
Just think about that within yourself for a minute.
他会喜欢我在家中的教会吗？大家思想，仔细思想。
There may be some areas,
可能有一些地方
that need a little fine tuning.
我们必须稍微改进一下
That need a little adjustment.
我们必须调整一下
so that the church that is in your house reflects the church of God that we see in Acts.
好让你在家中的教会是这个啊，就像我们看到的这个早期的教会一样。
And this word hits all of us.
这些话语是跟我们每个人讲的。
That's what I feel God had me to come and share with you this morning.
这是我觉得神要我跟今天跟大家分享的东西。
How is the church in your house?
你在家里的教会是怎样的
？Pray with me.
大家一起闭目祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，我们谢谢你的话语。
Your word both comforts and challenges us.
你的话语安慰我们，也对我们提出了挑战。
When we accepted you into our life.
当我们接受你做我们救主的时候
，We said that we made you the Lord of our life.
我们说我们要让你做我们的主。
We said that we gave you the authority over our lives.
我们说我们要把我们生活的权柄交给你，让你来管理我们。
And Lord, we pray this morning.
神啊，我们今天向你。
That our lives reflect the fact that you are our Lord.
请你让我们的生活能够我们的能够反映出来，你是我们的主。
If there are any here this morning,
如果
who need in some area to allow you to establish your lordship in a fresh new way.
如果有一些方面，需要你重新建造，在我们的生活中建造，让你做我们的主。
I pray that you would help us.
请你帮助我们。
Let the church that is in our house be filled with love and laughter.
让我们在家中的教会充满了爱和喜乐。
With patience and understanding.
充满了。耐心和理解
with us serving one another,
让我们彼此服侍
with us learning together from your word,
让我们学习你的话语
with us spending time together,
让我们一起在有沟通的时间、交接的时间
with us worshiping together,
让我们能够敬拜你。
Lord, we know that before we go out to minister to the world,
神啊，我们知道，当我们要到外面去传讲
，because indeed you called us to minister to the world,
因为你确实呼召我们去传扬你的信息。
But first, you ask us,
但是你首先要求我们的
to practice our ministry at home,
就是我们要在家中。
So I pray for all of the brothers and sisters who are here this morning.
所以我为所有的弟兄姐妹祷告。
May we reflect your love.
让我们的生活是有爱的见证。
In our daily lives.
在我们每天的生活都是你的见证。
May we bring glory to you.
让我们荣耀你的名。
Not only in the church and in the marketplace.
不仅仅是在教会，在外面。
Not only in the academy.
不仅仅是在学校。
But may we bring glory to you in our home.
让我们能够在家中也荣耀你。
Lord, we remember how even as you were dying on the cross.
神啊，我们记得。当你在十字架上为我们受难的时候
，You took time to make provision for your mother.
你啊，也在受难之前，你安排你的母亲。
As the eldest son, you asked John to take care of your mother.
作为一个在家中的长子，你叫约翰去照顾你的母亲。
you left for us a model.
你给我们留啊，就留了一个榜样。
That even in the midst of ministry,
啊，即便在我们在传道的时候
，you would have us to honor and to serve one another.
你要我们啊，服侍，彼此扶持，彼此尊敬。
You also said in your word, Lord,
你也告诉我们
that if we don't take care of our home,
如果我们不照管好自己的家
that we are like infidels or unbelievers.
我们就像不信的人
You said that we are to honor you above all of our family members, but we serve them.But we honor you also by serving them.
我们，你说，要我们尊，尊你伟大，但是呢，在我们也要服侍我们家中的人。
So make us a people of balance.
啊，求你帮助我们平衡我们的生活。
Bless the church in our house.
求你祝福我们在家中的教会。
Bless the church as we gather together.
求你祝福啊，我们教会当我们聚在一起的时候。
And may both bring great glory to your name.
让我们的教会，让我们家中的教会啊，能够荣耀你的名。
And may both bring no shame to your name.
让我们不羞辱你的名。
Lord, this is a tough word you give us this morning.
啊，神啊，这你今天给我们的这些话语，对我们来说是很难的。
But give us the grace to receive.
求你给我们恩惠，让我们能够接受。
What you are saying.
接受你的对我们的教导。
Let this be a new day.
让这成为一个新的开始。
A new day at the church in our house.
成为我们在家中教会的新的开始。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.